Let's open our Bibles, please, to the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter. Jeremiah chapter 1. If you're using a Scofield Reference Bible, page 773, we'll be reading just one verse in this passage, and then we'll turn to another passage where we'll read some more verses. The 18th verse is the verse we'll be reading of Jeremiah, the first chapter. And let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. And let's begin together there, verse 18. Ready? For behold, I have made thee this day a defensed city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Turn now to the 15th chapter of Jeremiah. Page 788. Beginning with the 10th verse, we'll read through verse 13. These four verses, we'll read the verses responsively. And the 12th verse is likewise a text verse. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. The Lord said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? Thy substance and thy treasures will I give to the spoil without price, and that for all thy sins, even in all thy borders. And let's pray. And Father, thank you. Our hearts sometimes fill to the brim with the fact that we have a place like this, a place unique, I guess, in all the world. Thank you for our church. And we're together with purpose, and that purpose, of course, is to please thee, and we would not come close to pleasing thee if our hearts and minds were not open to the preaching of thy word. So help us to listen, and certainly bless in a very significant way our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
My text this morning is that one little line that says, shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? I want to talk this morning. My text and my title is the same thing: the northern iron and steel. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for another chance to preach. I want to thank you for thy book, eternal book, preserved for us. I want to thank you for thy Spirit, who speaks as we speak. Thank you for your love and for the message you've given me this morning to my people. Please help me be able to help them. Amen. God called Jeremiah. Jeremiah was kind of a boy that was never a rough, rowdy kind of a fella. He was no Barnabas. He was no Haggai. He was sort of the kind of boy that nobody suspected to be a rowdy kind of a preacher, and certainly not the kind of young man that would be suspected to be the one to call the nation to repentance and pour out God's judgment, or announce the pouring out of God's judgment upon the nation. To be quite honest with you, when God called Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, I can't do it. I just can't do it. He said, I'm but a child. I cannot do it. And God said these words to him, for lo, behold, I have made thee this day a defensed city. Talking to Jeremiah now. And get this, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. God said, Jeremiah, you stand and preach my message. Preach it like it is. Don't you trim it. Don't you pussyfoot. Now, don't you trim it. You preach it like it is. Jeremiah said, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid I can't do it. And God said, I've made you like an iron pillar. He said, so because of that, you're not the princes, the big shots, the politicians will not prevail against you. The priest, the preachers, the denominational secretaries, and the popes will not prevail against you. And the people of the land will not prevail against you. However, Jeremiah started preaching, and the people got awful rough with him, and they started, their words became like briars, and Jeremiah became fearful of them. And God returns and says to Jeremiah, first he said, you'll be like pillar of iron. And then he said, shall iron break the northern iron and steel? Listen to me. The common iron of that time was, for iron, rather a weak iron. But there was another form of iron that they used that was called the northern iron. It was much harder. It was more costly. And the steel that came with that northern iron was mixed with brass or copper and tin, and was a much stronger steel. So the northern iron and the steel was much stronger than the iron of the land of Judah. Now in the Bible, you'll find that heaven is almost always mentioned as being in the north. What God is saying to Jeremiah, He's saying, Jeremiah, your people are going to come to you like iron. But He said, shall iron prevail against northern iron and steel? Shall the cheap, weak iron of Judah prevail against God's iron and God's steel? He was saying, Jeremiah, you can have my power. You can have my strength. These people will come to you with great power, but the power that's in you is greater than the power that's in them. He said, these folks will come to you with mighty strength, but the strength that I give you is more strength than they have. And their iron will not prevail against the northern iron. What he's saying is what 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I wish you'd know that scripture. I wish you'd memorize it and quote it over and over and over again. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, but the devil's mad. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, but the temptations are mighty. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, but I just don't think I can make it another step. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So God is saying, Jeremiah, that common iron need not conquer you. You don't have to give up if you don't choose to give up. You may lose if you want to, but you don't have to lose. And then I say this morning to you, you may lose in the Christian battle if you want to, but you don't have to lose in the Christian battle. You will choose to lose if you lose. Because everything that you need to fight the enemy is available to you, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, and will also with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. No burden will ever come your way but what God will make available to you the wherewithal to bear that burden. No battle will ever come your way but what God will make available unto you the strength and the wherewithal to conquer and to win that battle. No heartache will ever come your way, but what God will give you the strength to overcome that heartache. So, it's what Paul is saying in Romans chapter 7. He said, there's an old nature, and there's a new nature. There's a warfare going on. I don't do what I want to do, and I do what I don't want to do. But he ends it saying, who shall deliver me? And then he shouts, I thank my God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. The ancient tyrants used to have a little something that they did. They used to bind a dead body to prisoners. If a man was a prisoner, they'd take a dead body and they'd bind that dead body to that man. And everywhere he went, that dead body was by his side. Now, what God is saying, yeah, you've got a dead body. I mean, I've got a dead body. You've got the old nature. I've got the old nature. Oh, but you say, preacher, I wish I could have the strength that Lee Robertson has. Well, everything Lee Robertson has is available for you in case you'd like to know that.
Oh, if I could just have the power with God that John Rice had. Well, everything John Rice had is available to you. My Bible says, God says, He'll pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Not just Rice flesh, not Robertson flesh, not Hiles flesh, but all flesh. And so God is simply saying that though you have a dead body, the old nature, always fighting against the new nature, God is saying that the wherewithal for the victory of the new man is available to every single child of God. He's saying your load limit is more than your load. That's what he's saying. He's saying, okay, you got a load. He said God gives you a greater load limit than your load. The iron cannot overcome the iron and steel unless you let it overcome the iron and steel. Now you listen to me. There's no need for you to give up because you've got something in you that's greater than he that is in the world. There's no need for you to turn back because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I mean, God is simply saying, okay, the enemy is like iron, hard and durable and damaging like iron. But God says, Buster, I've got iron and steel. The northern iron, the heavenly iron, the godly iron, supernatural iron. You don't have to lose the battle if you don't want to lose the battle. Now, I'm going to listen this morning very plainly and simply and testify some and preach a little bit. The iron of fear. Everybody has it. But thank God you also have the northern iron of courage. Yes, everybody fears. You say, preacher, I'll tell you what I wish. Now, let me tell you something. Everybody fears. Look, as Brother Daniel prayed a while ago, I'm 62 years old today. I'm the youngest 62-year-old man you ever saw in your life. And the best-looking 62-year-old man you ever saw in your life. And the most senile 62-year-old man you ever saw in your life. But now, you sit for the house, you don't have any fears, do you? Of course I have fears. Sure. But greater is he that is in me than he's in the world. The old iron comes, and the old iron of fear starts hitting me, and I just call God out and say, hey, I need some northern iron. Need some northern iron. Sure, I stop and think every once in a while. My daddy died and he was 62 years of age. Now, I'm not afraid to do it. I mean, I'd rather go to heaven than stay here. But I'd rather take a different route. But I'm simply saying that sure, I stop and think about that. If I die exactly the same time my daddy died, I've got 1 month and let's see, 1 month and about 8 days left. And the way I've got it figured is Jesus is not going to let me die. He's going to come in my lifetime. So that means, let's see, on November 3rd, the rapture is going to take place. Go out and buy everything on credit you can, folks. The rapture is going to take place. Somewhere between November 3rd and November 5th. In the vestibules, you'll find my book on that. And buy it quickly. But I'm simply saying, well, of course I think about that. Well, of course the old devil comes and he says, comes with his iron and he attacks me with fear. But I write quickly, I say, hey, I need some northern iron. And God comes and the northern iron breaks the old devil's iron because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm saying the iron of fear cannot conquer the northern iron of courage. I'm saying the iron of temper cannot conquer the northern iron of patience. You sit with the house, I wish I was like you. I wish I just was patient with my enemies. Why, you ought to know what I think sometimes. You ought to know what I dream. The other night I dreamed that all my enemies were together at one time. And I just leveled them all. Like, yeah. You say you? Yeah, me. Well, the house, you love your enemies. I do for a while, but the iron of hate comes right quickly, and I say, God, I need the northern iron, this old iron of temper. Sure, I'd like to lose my temper. I'd like to just tell a few of you off. In fact, two or three of you will come by after the service. I may just use a heap of northern iron on you. I don't know. But I'm saying that of course, all of us are attacked by the iron of temper. But blessed be God, the northern iron of patience is stronger. Now, you don't have to lose your temper. You don't have to. Oh, you say, well, I'm just hot-natured. I'm hot-tempered by nature. There's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Oh, you say, Brother Hiles, but I've got a short fuse. There's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Everybody has a short fuse. And quit hiding your hot temper behind God. Don't blame God for it. God didn't make you with any shorter fuse than He made the rest of us. I'm simply saying, you don't have to throw a fit. You don't have to fuss at home. You don't have to bawl your wife out. You don't have to blow your temper at your husband. You can be calm. You can be patient. Why? Because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. That's why. The Northern Iron. The Northern Iron. Did you know that God gives you more mercy than vengeance? Yeah. You say, preacher, do you ever want to get vengeance? Is the Pope a Catholic? Are the Cubs going to win any more games this year? I mean, well, of course I want to get vengeance. Of course I do. But you say, Brother Hiles, what happens? When the old iron of vengeance comes, bless God, the Northern Iron of mercy is stronger. Now listen to me. You do not have to sin. Hold it now. Don't put me with the sinless perfection crowd yet. I'm saying sometimes the battle you're going to lose. But in any given instance, you can have the victory. Now, you will lose sometimes. Sometimes you will not accept that you have available. But that for the victory, which is needed for the victory, is available to you. I'm saying, listen, I don't know what your burden is today, but God's grace is bigger than your burden is. The Northern Iron is bigger than the iron. And I don't care what your load is today, God's strength is greater than your load is. I'm saying, quit your giving up, and quit your turning back, and quit your despair, and quit your depression, and get out of your pity parties, and say, I do not have to lose my battle. I can bear my load. I can win my victory. I can fight my battle. I can face tomorrow. Why? Because the old iron the devil throws at me is strong and powerful. But here comes the Northern Iron. And the Northern Iron and steel will always overcome the ordinary iron. And that's what God is saying to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, you have some formidable enemies, but your side's bigger than their side. I said again. I've got a sin. I can't help but commit. Now, you all shut up. Hush. Don't talk like that. Oh, you don't have to commit that sin. No, I do not believe a person ever has lived that lived above sin except our Savior. But, I'll say it again. You never have to sin. And everything that is needed for your victory over your temptation, God has provided. You will not always utilize that because you've got an enemy over here, but the victory is already yours. You don't have to lose. God says the iron of discouragement is strong, but the Northern Iron and steel of encouragement is stronger. Take this matter of unselfishness. The iron of selfishness is strong, but the Northern Iron of unselfishness is stronger. I was talking to a preacher this week. He said, Dr. House, he said, I've been through an awful, awful time. I said, what's that? He said, I've invested some money. And I lost $7,000 in a bad investment. Now, he said, I'm at the age to where one of these, in 10, 12, 15 years, I'm going to be old. Oh, blessed thought. But he said, this man was 10 years younger than I. And he said, this thing just like destroyed me. He said, this $7,000 I invested and lost it all. He said, almost destroyed me. He said, I almost got bitter about it. And he said, I got discouraged about it. And I got depressed about it. He said, Brother House, you know what I can do? I said, yeah. I said, take another $7,000 if you got it and give it away. I said, money is too important to you. I said, keep on giving it away till money's not important to you anymore. I'm simply saying, you don't have to have a guaranteed income. You don't have to have Social Security. You don't have to have a retirement plan. I mean, the northern iron is greater than the iron. And the northern iron, my God, shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I wish I could reach out and grab you this morning and shake you good and hearty and say, you don't have to yield or succumb to that temptation. You don't have to succumb to that depression. You don't have to be discouraged. Of course the iron of discouragement comes in. And then comes the northern iron of encouragement. Of course the iron of despondency comes in. And then comes the northern iron of faith and confidence in my God. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The northern iron. That's what God is saying. This preacher to whom the people are cursing. This preacher whose face is the recipient of rocks and stones hurled by angry people. This preacher who's standing up and the Bible says that the people's words were like briars and thorns and thistles, and he stands alone in a dark day. I mean, the preachers of his day are against him, and the religions of his day are against him, and the politicians are against him, and the government is against him. And even in some cases, his family turned against him. And Jeremiah said, I can't take it. And God said, yes, you can take it. He said, the northern iron is greater than the iron. And the iron of those Israelites and those barbed words cannot defeat you, because you have the strength of the northern iron and the steel. We take the matter of strength and weakness. Your strength is greater than your weakness. Listen to me. Everybody has weakness. Everybody has weakness. But the strength is greater than the weakness. Just like the strength, just like the courage is greater than the fear. And the unselfishness is greater than the selfishness. And the patience is greater than the temper. And the mercy is greater than the vengeance. And the resistance is greater than the temptation. How's that? So I can face tomorrow. Oh, you can face tomorrow. Well, how are we going to do it? You do it by facing tomorrow. Yeah. Well, how can I stand it? You stand it. How can I take it? You take it. Well, how can I live another day? You live another day. I told you about that young man came to me, college young man, one of my security guards years ago. He said, Dr. Hiles, could you tell me how to overcome the sin of lying? I said, sure. He said, how? I said, tell the truth now. He said, how can I overcome the sin of laziness? A work will help. How can I overcome the sin of not being punctual? Getting up on time will start, be a good start. Now, you listen to me. Brother Howe, I wouldn't be this way, but my mother didn't give me enough cod liver oil when I was a baby. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I wouldn't be this way, but my daddy didn't take me to enough cup games when I was a boy. That's my trouble. My daddy did take me to cup games. Now you listen to me. This old world, these dumb psychologists, I wouldn't give you a dime for the whole load of them. There's no such thing as Christian psychology in America today. They're Christian psychologists, but all the psychology they learn is from the same heathen universities. And what you need is a good old dose of faith in Almighty God, and faith in God's power and God's ability, and to realize that greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. You don't have to lose. You don't have to succumb. You don't have to quit. You don't have to turn back. You don't have remorse. You don't have to be depressed. You can win the victory. Why? Because everything that's necessary for the victory is already yours. Yours. The northern iron and steel is greater than the iron. I said again. Everybody in this room has depression. But the joy in you is greater than the depression that's in you. The iron of depression cannot stand against the northern iron of joy. Now listen to me a minute. I'm going to say something. I've said this to two or three people. I think I'll just say it to you.
Everybody here knows that I had a problem about 9 weeks ago. Maybe 10 weeks ago. Or was it 10 years ago? I've forgotten. Everybody here knows I had a problem. 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 Do you know, did I tell you? I had a problem. Now, wait a minute. That's only been a few weeks ago. Do you think when I walk on a platform at a convention somewhere and I'm the main speaker, don't you think I think about that? Don't you think when I spoke last week on Thursday night at the Michigan Association of Christian Schools, their annual convention, don't you think while I was sitting there on the platform, the devil came up to me and he said, I bet you could do that again, couldn't you? Don't you think I thought about that? He said, what did you do? Well, all during the service. I said, oh God, don't let me do that again. Oh God, don't let me ruin this convention. You say, preacher, does it ever come in your mind it could happen again? Every time I walk on the platform, it comes in my mind. Well, how do you retain your joy? I'll tell you how I retain my joy, because the northern iron of joy is greater than the iron of fear. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. I'm human like you are. Well, not quite as human as you are. But I'm human like you are. The only difference in you and me is I use the courage that is available, whereas you keep on fearing. The only difference between some of you and me is I use the patience that is available and conquer the temper. And I try to use the mercy that's available to conquer the vengeance. I try to use the selfishness that's available to conquer the unselfishness. I try to use the strength that's available to conquer the weakness. I try to use the joy that's available to conquer the depression. I try to use the love that's available to conquer the hate. You don't have anything I don't have. I've got the same old flesh you've got. You pinch me and it'll hurt. If I don't use some deodorant, I won't I won't lift my arms while I preach. And if I don't use Benaca, you'll smell some bad breath. And when I work hard, I get tired. And when somebody attacks me, I want to punch him in a glorified puss. And when somebody does it to me, I want to do it to them. But blessed be God, everything that is necessary to win the victory is made possible through Jesus Christ. And God has given me, when the iron comes, God has given me the northern iron. And the iron can never beat the northern iron. Never can beat the northern iron. The northern iron is divine iron. The northern iron is God's iron. The northern iron is the iron of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to lose. God has given you more humility than pride. If you'd use it, it's available. Every once in a while, somebody who only sees the result of the battle, because the result of the battle is, I do not fight my enemies. But the battle is, sometimes I want to. Why don't you? I think I will. I'll tell you why I don't. Because the northern iron of peace and love rushes in and defeats the iron of vengeance and hatred. But every once in a while somebody will say to me, Brother Hiles, I wish I could be like you. I wouldn't suggest you try that. But in case there's anybody here that would lack the inequality that I have that's positive that you wish you had, where I got it, they still have a heap of it available. Now listen to me. If you have a hot temper instead of patience, it's because you choose to have a hot temper. Well, God made me different. No, God didn't make you different. I'm tired of hearing young men say, well, I'm just over sex. Oh, shut up. You just under northern iron, that's all you are. You're not oversexed. You're under spirited. God comes and says there's no temptation in you but such as is common to man. God is faithful, which means He always will do it.
who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it, you can win the victory. I don't care what your sin is, you win the victory. I don't care what your weakness is, you can win the victory. I'm tired of people saying, well, I'm just depressed all the time. Well, get the joy. It's over. It's available from the Northern Iron Company. Just call the Northern Iron headquarters and say, ship me some iron. Ship me some steel. I've been attacked by earthly iron. I've been attacked by satanic iron. I've been attacked by fleshly iron. I've been attacked by dust iron. Send me some Northern Iron and steel, and God will send you the power that's necessary for you to win the victory. You have to lose.
I'll go a step further. Everything that Jesus had when he was here is available to you. Now listen to me. When our Savior was tempted on the Mount of Temptation by the evil one, he did not come back with his deity to fight the devil, because he wanted to show to you what's available to every single person that follows him. And Jesus, everything that Jesus used to fight back against the devil and against his temptations is available to you. I'm so tired of Christians giving up.
But I just can't stay in school.
Shut up. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Well, I'm just so homesick, I can't take it.
Hold it, shut up! Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, I've just had all I can take. No, you haven't. You may have I had all that you will take, but you have not had all that you can take. So why don't you word it right? Why don't you say, I've had all I will take, but you have not had all you can take, because God never puts a load on you that's above your load limit. And your problem is not that you've had all you can take. Your problem is you have not appropriated the grace that God has for you and the Northern Iron that God has for you, and you're living a life that's defeated. Why? Not because you have to, but because you choose to, because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 4 years ago yesterday, I sat right there on a Monday morning. My mama's body was right here. My mama asked me to promise her the night before she died. She asked me to promise her that I'd preach her funeral. I promised I would. I didn't know how I could do it. 4 years ago yesterday, I stood here and preached my mother's funeral service. We went out to our mausoleum. Put my mother's body in the crypt out there. Sang as we did. My family all sang as we put Mama's body in the crypt. Well, I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. We sang Victory in Jesus as her body was put in the crypt. I said goodbye to the family. I rushed to the airport. I always call my mother from the airport. Every 18 years, I always call my mother from the airport. I was almost late for the plane. Had about 5 minutes. Rushed in the airport. Rushed up to the gate. Got my boarding pass. Went over the telephone. And I called mother's house. And nobody answered. And the operator said, sir, I'm sorry, but she must not be at home. And I said, operator, I forgot. She had just moved to a beautiful new home just a few days ago. I got on the plane, preached that night. Next day was my birthday, Tuesday, away from home. How'd you take it? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'd like to testify today. On my 62nd birthday, I'd like to testify. You're looking at a grizzled old veteran. I fought a heap of battles. And the iron has come and said to me, fight back. But the Northern Iron has come and broken the iron. I've carried a heap of burdens in these 62 years.
The old iron has come and said, why don't you quit? The old northern iron comes along, breaks the iron, and says, keep on going. Just keep on going. I've had a heap of heartaches in these 62 years, just like you've had in your years. The old northern iron has come and said, it's not worth it. The old northern iron has come and said, you've got to face Jesus one of these days. You're going to hear His voice say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, if you keep on going. The old northern iron. And it's available to you today. Thank God today. Praise God today. I'd just like to testify and say glory be to God. After 62 years of living and 41 years of pastoring, preaching over 46,000 sermons and carrying people's loads and burdens for many, many years, I'd just like to praise God today. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And that same person is in me, is in you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The devil cannot defeat you if you'll call for the northern iron. The iron of discouragement will never defeat the northern iron of encouragement. The iron of fear will never defeat the northern iron of courage. The iron of depression will never defeat the northern iron of joy. The iron of turning back will never defeat the northern iron of going forward. The northern iron. Jeremiah said, dear God, I'm a peace-loving person. Probably the best Old Testament picture of Jesus was Jeremiah. I'm a peace-loving person. I'm not the kind to stand up and point to people and say, judgment's coming. I'm not that kind. God said, I'll make you like an iron pillar. Jeremiah goes out and he fights the battle and preaches, and people hurl barbs at him, throw stones at him, blood dripping down off his face and tears coming from his eyes and perspiration dripping off his body. And this very sensitive, lovable, loving young man stands out and says, judgment's coming! Judgment's coming! Judgment's coming! Turn from your sins! Turn to the God of Israel! Turn to the living God! He comes back to God and said, God, nobody's listening to me. I can't take any more. I can't take it. I've had all I can take. God said, no, you haven't. No, you haven't. He said, the iron cannot prevail against the northern iron and steel. Now, sit up straight, listen to me for 2 minutes, and I'll be through. You folks today that are sitting here so discouraged, you can't even force a smile. Buck up. Your name is written in heaven. God's your Father. Heaven's your home. Jesus is your Savior. Holy Spirit indwells you. The rapture is your hope. Don't forget November 3rd. Spread it around the world. You say, preacher, I wish I didn't have a care in the world like you do. I've got cares in the world like you have. But bless God, I've got a Savior who's greater than my care. You folks today that are about to quit. I just don't see my way forward. How can I go another step? Well, that's the best thing to do is lift your foot up first. And push it. And put it down. And lift the other one up. Push it. Put it down. Keep on going. Just keep on going. How can I take it? You take it! I thought this morning about the wolves. New baby. Wouldn't you believe it? Intensive care. Wouldn't you believe it? Daddy's got lost his arm. Has a hook where you have a hand. Hadn't little baby. Little baby they've had a few, how old is she now, man? 4. Has had nothing but troubles. Disease and heartache and problems. In and out of hospitals and fear for her life and fear for her normalcy. And now another baby comes. Wouldn't you believe it? Now, that baby is in intensive care. Yet Dan keeps on going. Mrs. Wolf keeps on going. How? Greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. Don't you give the devil the satisfaction
of licking you. He knows he's defeated. He knows he's licked. You just rise up and say, backracky. You don't even have to say backracky. Paul did, but you don't have to. You can say by Gulligans if you want to. But you just say by cracking. The old iron of discouragement is not going to get me, because I've got the northern iron of encouragement. And the old iron of fear is not going to get me, because I've got the northern iron of courage. And the old iron of vengeance is not going to get me, because I've got the northern iron of mercy. And the old iron of hatred is not going to get me, because I've got the northern iron of love. And the old iron of pessimism is not going to get me, because I've got the northern iron of optimism. I've got the victory. No matter what the enemy is, all he has is iron. Okay, what enemy the world offers or the devil comes against you, all he's got is iron. And you just get that northern iron. It's never lost a battle. The iron of Judah. Father,